This audio narrative is copyright of motherslust.com. This story is 100% fiction. All characters are over the age of 18. Dear Dr. Jocasta, my son rapes me, and I secretly like it. Dear Dr. Jocasta, my name is Jill. I am a widowed mother of one. Both my son Archer and I live in the suburbs of Dallas, Texas. On the surface, we are a normal family. My son is a senior in high school and the captain of the football team, and I'm practicing attorney and partner at a mid-sized law firm. I've been described as a power bitch, but it's not my fault for having ambition and going after it. My son is your stereotypical jock, a cocky, arrogant asshole, but like his mother, my son is not afraid to take what he wants. After my husband's death, my dating life had just been a failure. I started dating quite a bit, and I could tell it was making my son angry. But in reality, the reason I was dating so much was because I couldn't find a man that could sexually satisfy me. I'm not sure why, but after my husband's death, I started to get really horny. Maybe it was because my sex life was almost nothing with my husband for 17 years. But all the men I seemed to date were meek and barely kept it hard. My son is protective and possessive over me, especially in public. I am embarrassed on the outside, but inside it secretly turns me on that at least someone is man enough to claim me as a woman in front of others. My son especially hates the fact that I date and is always mad when mommy comes back home after being out with another man. I could tell my son was getting angrier the more I dated, but he just didn't understand the extreme yearning and heat that I had. Then one night, after coming home with a date, my son was waiting for me in the living room.